T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels' show is on the air. Enjoying the day today. Hopefully you are as well. Reminding you, our good friends at Quick Trip, they've got the promotion going on right now. Them in conjunction with Reese's and Hershey's. You can stop at any Quick Trip and use your Quick Rewards card with a Reese's or Hershey's candy bar. And you are then registered for 2 tickets to the Final Four, a 3-night hotel stay in the Twin Cities, April 6th through the 8th. But you got to stop into the stores, any Quick Trip store, and check out all the details. Just walk in and ask them, how do I get registered to win the tickets to go to the Final Four? And the Final Four is a great experience. That's all from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Go to quicktrip.com as well, KWIK Quick Trip. .com. All right, let's do this. Adam McCalvey, bring him in.
Best Brewers coverage. Now, let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McCalvey. Brought to you by Concordia University Wisconsin Veterans Service Department. Dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. Go to cuw.edu/veterans. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Yes, it is, and we bring in now Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. Hello, Adam. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm home in Milwaukee. I didn't make the trip to Montreal, and it feels so good to step outside in some brisk air.
You forgot your passport, too?
Oh, man. I am enjoying so much the commentary on social media about that. It's hilarious to watch the tinfoil hat wearers sort of debate what happened there. It's quite funny and very much enjoyable.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Ryan Braun didn't make the trip because he forgot his passport. I guess he left it out in Arizona or something. And by the time he got to Montreal, they said, "Nah, baby, you can't get into Canada." So we'll figure it out.
Well, no, I think he didn't. I don't think he made it on the plane. I think they figured this out before they left.
Okay.
You know, look, the one thing our friend Tom Hodrico pointed out is this guy's house did almost burn down over the winter, and they made this, like, quick escape, and they gathered up, like, they had, like, 10 minutes to get the most important things. Maybe that had something to do with it. I mean, the guy doesn't like spring training. That's documented. He doesn't need a lot of at-bats. That's documented. I don't think he's going to, like, skip a trip a 2-day trip to Montreal because he doesn't like spring training. I think that's a little much for me. I think this is just a mess up. And look, Carlos Sobero too, his passport needed renewal. Mm-hmm. And in Venezuela right now, you can't exactly, you know, get an expedited renewal on anything. And so he stayed back. That last game that the Brewers played against the D-backs, Carlos Sobero managed because he couldn't make it to Montreal either. So stuff happens. It's not like the end of the world.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, we were sitting here talking about this a little while ago on the show. Do you have any concerns about this starting rotation?
Well, you know, they made a commitment. And if you listen back to the stuff Craig Counsell was saying at the very start of camp about the young pitchers they have, he was talking then about, you know, they feel like it's time to pitch these guys. That Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, and Corbin Burns showed them something last season, especially Woodruff and Burns late and into the playoffs, that made them believe that these guys are ready to pitch in the major leagues. And that went into the equation of not spending in that area of the rotation on a named guy, and instead using resources to get an upgraded catcher and to kind of shore up the infield with Mike Moustakas. That's $28 million of payroll right there between those two guys that could have gone to a pitcher had they made that choice. And Council was kind of hinting early that that's the way they wanted to go, so I don't think it was a big surprise at the end of camp when that is the way they did go. But look, those players have questions to answer. Corbin Burns has never started a game in the major leagues. Peralta has started a fair amount, but Woodruff actually doesn't have a lot of big league starts either, if you look at it. It's fair to question that they don't have a track record of getting through a 30-plus start major league season, and there is some risk that the Brewers are taking. They feel the reward is worth that. The one thing I'll say again, we talk about this a lot, is they look at it as the group as a whole. They look at it in terms of not the five guys they're opening with, but the seven guys that they'll use throughout the year. That includes Jason Anderson, who's in the bullpen to begin the season, but they believe he will start games, and they still believe Jimmy Nelson will start games. And he's also a big unknown right now, but they believe that they are going to get innings from Jimmy Nelson this season in the big leagues. But, you know, those are the seven names right now, and I think it is fair to question whether that's enough depth and enough quality to get through a major league season in which you're contending, you know, you think you're going to contend for the World Series.
Okay, we talk about, you know, Jimmy Nelson, and hopefully he can come back. So there's three guys. Jimmy Nelson's one of them. Give me the lowdown as to what's going on with Jeremy Jeffress right now. Last I heard, he threw pretty well. I mean, it wasn't quite where he was, but Craig Counsell said it was encouraging. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and look, he said yesterday, he told the guys and girls in Montreal that Jeremy Jeffress will face hitters tomorrow. So that's a step. You know, that's the final step often as you're ramping up in spring training. The next step after facing hitters in some kind of sim or live BP is you get in a game, some kind of game. So face hitters tomorrow, according to Craig Counsell. There was some thought, discussion of whether that was going to be tomorrow or Friday, but Craig Counsell, I believe, said Wednesday yesterday. Then I think they'll try to get him in a game somewhere down in Arizona. They still have spring training going because the AAA season doesn't start for another week. So there are games down there to get him in. I think that's going to be the plan for him. And then they hope, again, that he's available like middle of April. They don't think this is going to be a long, lingering thing. But the question is going to be, once he gets in games and they can get good readings on him, is, you know, what's the velo? That was the big issue that caused this pause in the first place, because he got in a game and he was throwing 84, and that's just not going to do it. So those are the questions they still have to answer. And once he gets in more like a situation where the adrenaline's going a little bit, that's when you're going to be able to get a better read on where he's at.
The next guy, obviously, to ask about is Corey Knebel, and I know he was going for a couple of different opinions. They said it wasn't something that was going to require, at least we don't believe right now, surgery. So where does that stand?
No, that surgery is very much in play, I would say. But the complicating thing with this is, when they traded for him, remember they got him from Texas in the Yovani Gallardo trade. And, you remember back to his first spring training, there were elbow concerns then. There was a partial tear of the UCL. And, look, it's kind of a reminder that all these pitchers, none of them have pristine arms. There's issues going on in every single guy. There's frays. There's little tears. There's, you know, guys are compromised, you know, structurally in their arms. And they get through it with great treatment, with great training, with patience when patience is required, step back when steps back are required, and all these different things. And this is something that Corey Knebel has pitched with in an extremely high level, and be that big power fastball curveball guy with a partial tear of that ligament. Now he's hurting now. His last start against the Dodgers, or his last outing against the Dodgers, he complained of discomfort. And the tricky thing is trying to figure out what's new and what was there. And then after that, decide, since he's rehabbed basically and with maintenance gotten through this thing, can he continue to do that? Does he just need a long break, strengthen that? They do those PRP injections where they draw your blood and they circulate it and they inject the plasma back in there and it aids healing. Guys have had good luck with that, and you never want to do surgery unless you have to. So that's what they have to decide. Can they do that, the PRP and rehab this thing without surgery, or does he now, is it damaged to the point where he needs Tommy John surgery, which would cost him a year? And that is a question that is a very tricky one to answer because of just the nature of his story over the last couple of years. And that's where they're going to have a bunch of different guys look at it. So he was going to go to L.A. to see Dr. Neil Eletrosh, the guy who's sort of become, you know, the guy now. And I think they're going to do multiple opinions beyond that. So we're not going to know anything on him for a while. I mean, end of this week at the very, very earliest, potentially not for a while beyond that. And that's a big loss. Look, right. I mean, Jeffress, they're confident about Jeremy Jeffress, that he's going to be back. But they were really good when they had all three guys. And you think about September, those three guys were pretty darn good. Craig Counsell was able to make decisions in his rotation. And a lot's been, you know, we talked a lot this spring about how he's not going to be able to manage in September, October. He's not going to be able to manage at the start of the season the way he did September, October, when you had A, expanded rosters, B, all those off days. But even throughout the season, I mean, he relied heavily on his bullpen. The Brewers logged a lot of bullpen units. And the key was having kind of three lockdown guys that you know, pretty much every day you had one of them available. And that was really critical for him. And they're not going to have that at the start of the season. And the start of the season happens to be the toughest part of their schedule. So they've got all those games. You know, look at their March-April schedule. I counted 24 of the first 32 are against Cardinals, Cubs, Dodgers, Rockies. So it's a gauntlet at the start, and they're going into it not full strength and with a young rotation where guys aren't totally proven. So it's completely fair, I think, to have a little bit of skepticism about where this team stands going into the season and whether they can survive this early part of the year.
Good stuff as always, Adam. We appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you and seeing you all throughout the season. I'll see you down there on Thursday, okay?
All right, everybody, behave on Thursday. Long season, a marathon, not a sprint. Let's be good, and have fun. I hope everybody has a great day.
I was going to say just a tip from you to everybody else. There you go. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Just trying to make sure everybody is safe and happy.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Back. There you go. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. After the moves, we talked about this earlier. After everything that's been said and done, do the Packers feel like they are in the midst of a big-time rebuild? A lot of people chiming in as to whether or not this team is even going to be competitive this year. I'm somewhat surprised. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire.
Michael Show is on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Inching ever closer towards opening day. We know that the NFL draft is right around the corner. We're about a month away, almost exactly a month away from the NFL draft. It'll be 4 weeks beginning tomorrow from the beginning of the NFL draft, as a matter of fact. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive, that's where I went for the 90-day test drive. You know why? Because you just take it around the corner. It's, okay, no big deal. But when you take it for 90 days, you get yourself the real feel of the vehicle. And they are exclusive, they being the cars of the 90-day test drive, exclusive to Van Horn Automotive. I went out to the Plymouth location. I was looking, actually, I've talked about this before. I was looking for more of a luxury car. And I ended up finding it, but it was just wrapped in a pickup truck. So I still got, and I took the truck for 90 days. I wasn't sure if I would like it or not. So that's what I did. I went out there for 90 days, drove the truck, and thought, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. And it worked out good, because if I didn't get it for 90 days, I probably wouldn't have picked up the pickup truck. You know what I mean? I started driving it. I really liked the way it drove, it rode, it felt, all of the above. And so what I ended up doing was I just kept it. I got $2,000 off of the truck. And it was a great experience. If you want to bring it back, suppose you don't like it. If you want to bring it back, no problem. All you got to do, walk through the door, say, you know what, just not for me. No questions asked. You're out of it. It's that quick. Van Horn Automotive, exclusively, by the way, at Van Horn Automotive. You can check that out simply by going to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. And see for yourself, they are the home of the 90-day test drive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's, again, VanHornAuto.com. And make sure you tell them we sent you, because there's a lot of good people out there. Again, VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. Okay, a lot of people. We asked earlier, do you feel that the Packers are in the midst of a full-blown rebuild? And so we kind of started waxing a little nostalgic about all of this, and many of you started chiming in. And overwhelmingly, you say, yeah, they're in the midst of a rebuild. But the surprising thing is that out of, say, the 30 or 40 people that responded, that many of you believe the Packers aren't even going to reach the postseason, which is astounding to me. It's really? They're not even going to reach the postseason? You don't think that this thing's going to turn it around? The pessimism for the coaching staff, the pessimism for the front office. With the front office has, other than the fact that Gutekunst supplies Matt LaFleur and Mike Pettine and company with the pieces, to and Nathaniel Hackett and company, the pieces to go ahead and supply this team, they have nothing to do with it. They're out of it after that. So you have zero belief that this team is going to reach the postseason. I'm reading different emails here and different tweets, and people are saying, no, it's in the midst of a full-blown rebuild, and we're not even looking forward to this season, which I find amazing. I really do. I find it amazing. I thought for sure that there would be a lot of people that would be excited about this and think that the Packers were on their way, and instead it's nah, baby, nah, that many people believe that this team is in the midst of a full-blown rebuild, and it's going to be a while before they see the postseason. This one's from Jacob. Jacob writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I think the question is ridiculous. Let's just wait and see if they can win a few games or at least get to 500 this year. I think they have to walk before they can run and run before they can sprint. I think this team is at least 3 years away from reaching a Super Bowl again, and I think Matt LaFleur will not be the coach to see them there. I don't have a lot of faith in a guy who was only a play caller, and then he's got in parentheses an okay play caller at that. For only a couple of years, we need somebody seasoned in there. When is this franchise going to wake up and realize that they are wasting the best years of Aaron Rodgers? Trevor writes, I think that they're still far away. The defense sucks and will suck for a long time to come. I think Mike Pettine got it done with smoke and mirrors last year. I don't think this defense is much better. Lifelong Packers fan, and I'm pissed off they raised ticket prices again. This one's from Doric. D-O-R-U-C-K. Doric writes, hey guys, love the program. Packers faithful. I hope they can get back to the postseason. I don't think they're going to get into the first round of the playoffs, and even if they do, they're going to be a wild card one and done. Let's just hope Aaron Rodgers stays healthy and then gets on the same page with the coaching staff so going into 2020 they can hit the ground running. 855-830-864. What a lot of pessimism. 855-830-8648. Karen says, crossing my fingers, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be running for his life. The offensive line was bad last year. What makes us think it's going to be any better this year? Let's just hope he stays upright. This was from Todd. Todd says, I think they get into the wild card this year, maybe reach the second round, but don't get to an NFC championship game, and they come back strong in 2020. That is my green and gold glasses. Sean writes in the Wendy's email inbox, great question. I think they've been rebuilding for a while now after they started to cut some of the dead wood away from this team last year. It just proves how bad Ted Thompson was in his last couple of years as a general manager. They should have removed him, but that's water under the bridge. We can't continually gripe about problems from the past. We need to look forward. Aaron Rodgers is aging, and we know he's still a quality quarterback. Is he the best in the league? We will find out. Is Matt LaFleur a good head coach? We will find out. We know Mike Pettine is quality on the defensive side of the football, but can this team put enough pieces in place to be good right away? I don't think so. I think they're going to go to the first round into the wild card weekend before getting beaten, and then we figure things out from there. When is Brian Bulaga's contract? Brian Bulaga's contract is up after this season, so he would be in the final year of his deal. There you go. 855-830-8648. If you choose to chime in, feel free to do it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at New Mel Medical. New Mel Medical, right now, they are helping guys with ED, cabin fever, whatever it happens to be, and they have a 98% success rate at treating guys with erectile dysfunction. Call the medical experts. 414-455-4451. If you have low T, if you're moody, if you're sluggish, if you're tired, you have no stamina, call them. 414-455-4451. Or if you're looking down right now and you're going, where did my feet go? Here comes summer. Here comes T-shirt season. I can't even see to tie my shoes. Call them. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. This one's from Bruce. He tweets us, do these people remember a rookie quarterback winning the division? Come on. One horrid defensive injuries last year. Loss of our second-best wide receiver early. The team will be all right, and they will definitely contend. There you go. Written a little bit funny, but you get the gist. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Louie in Franklin. Louie, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Good afternoon.
What's happening?
Listen, they're fine, okay? They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a team with a... This isn't just a Hall of Fame quarterback. This is a, if he's not at the big table at Thanksgiving, he's at the kiddie table at Thanksgiving. He's a top 10 quarterback ever. You don't see a lot of teams rebuild with that unless their other side of the football is just really bad, like the Saints, where it didn't matter if Breeze threw for 5,000 because their defense couldn't stop anybody. I think what might be causing people to be a little pessimistic, though, is unlike the bulk of the time we've seen, we'll just say, under Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
Deontay North's no longer a layup line. Minnesota could easily bounce back, and Chicago, it wouldn't be surprising if Trubisky took a step. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the key. If he plays like he did last year, where he is somewhere near 10 or lower in most statistical categories, they're not going to be a great football team. If he gets back to competing as, you know, on the short list for MVP, they are just as good as anybody else to get to an NFC title game and a Super Bowl, and the moves they made have started the trend that they've needed to do for like 2 or 3 years now, and that's build around him and not on him. These guys may not perform much better than the pass rushers we had. Amos may be the result of great players around him in Chicago, but I think at worst, if they're top 15 to 20 defense and he plays like he has the bulk of his career, they're going to be right in the thick of it, just with any other team. The problem I'm seeing and that I've seen, and I'm probably not in the majority in this, is he's really only had one good year in the last five. He's been banged up. He's been hurt. He's played through it a lot of the time. But his play, other than I think it was, 2013, where he had 40 touchdowns, he hasn't really been in the top five. And I think Mahomes just showed that, you know, he might not be the most talented quarterback in the league anymore either.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really where I'm at.
He's got the athletic, well, I mean, granted, 2 years ago before he got hurt, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So before he went down in Minnesota. So I look at it, he's good. He has to be great for this team to get deep into the postseason. He has to be good for them just to get back to the postseason if they have the defense around him.
Completely agree. I think they have enough on defense where they're going to be tough against the run up front. They're going to be really tough. And with the speed they added at linebacker, they're going to be tough. But I think the difference will be, you know, Kevin King, for example. You know, can he stay healthy? Is Jair going to have a sophomore spot,
right,
or is he going to continue? It's just little questions, but all these questions are null and void if Aaron Rodgers is in the top five in most major statistical categories for a passer, and that's really what it boils down to.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks, Louie. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. Should tonight's game, if you're going to switch over to Bucks basketball, and Bucks fans, where are you at? But should tonight's game be a determining factor in your mind, or at least in the nation's mind, as to who the MVP really should be. If Giannis has a big bust-out game tonight and drops 50 and Harden minuscule 25, does that change everybody's thoughts, do you think? Yes, no, indifferent? 855-830-8648. Talk a little Bucks basketball. How big is tonight's basketball game between the Bucks and the Houston Rockets? More right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a fantastic sunsplash day as the weather continues to warm, although the weekend's going to kind of suck, to be honest with you. Thank God we have the dome that is Miller Park, right? Holy mackerel. If it wasn't for Miller Park, man, oh man, think about that. Holy moly. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. We would love to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. So we were talking some Packers football a little while ago, and whether or not this team is, it's amazing because the response has been more negative than I thought it would be when it comes to the optimism for this, this coming season. And you know, the thing about it is you could actually change your mind, obviously, after the draft if you think that they really, you know, hit on a lot of these guys. But like we'd said before, I think if Aaron Rodgers is good, they go to the postseason. I think if Aaron Rodgers is great, they go deep into the postseason. I think that's, you know, an obvious statement. But for the unknown that is the draft and the participation of the new guys coming into this team, I'd say it's kind of a fair assessment. Let's go to Rod, listening to us in Marshfield. Rod, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, the reason I called was you've been, like you said, a lot of negative calls, but I think they're going to be at least a playoff team, probably win the division, and I think for one simple reason, and it's Aaron Rodgers, Eagle. I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to do whatever it takes to prove that it was not him and it was McCarthy. And he's just going to, you know, he'll hit the reads like he should, and I think he'll perform at an all-pro level.
I hope that Aaron Rodgers comes back with that, appreciate the phone call, with that chip on his shoulder. Thanks for listening to us in Marshfield as well. With that chip on his shoulder, regardless of the head coach and the situation, I just hope he comes back and we see Aaron be Aaron. And I look, he was coming back last year after that broken collarbone and getting used to playing with that plate that's in there and such. Not to say that I excuse anything, but, you know, he missed a few throws last year that he normally makes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens this upcoming season. I like the fact that he's coming back with a chip on his shoulder. I just do. I think we all should understand and respect that, because every time he thinks that people are proving him wrong in some way, shape, or form, he comes back to prove the opposite. So I'm looking forward to a bounce-back year, if you want to call it that, for Aaron Rodgers. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. This one's from Jack, who says, the upcoming game tonight between the Houston Rockets and the Milwaukee Bucks is big, but it's not a statement game. The Bucks could just lay in the weeds. They don't really need to win more games. They just need to stay healthy and get themselves through the remainder of the season. I think Giannis is the most important piece to stay healthy. If he can play minimal minutes from now until the end of the season, I think it would behoove this team to do so. You don't have to have a statement game tonight. I agree. I don't know about laying in the weeds. I mean, everybody knows it's the best team, if not, you know, one of the best teams in the NBA. So, you know, as far as the Bucks go, laying in the weeds, short of just some resting some guys, I'm not saying it's hard because you want to see this team get to 60 wins. That's what I'd like to see. It's hard to say, you know, hey, go ahead and just take it easy and put it in cruise control. You know, because Toronto's really not, you know, not helping themselves right now. Toronto's lost two in a row. They lost again yesterday, 51-23 on the season. They're four games solidly behind the Bucks with eight games to play. And you know, Golden State's even further back as far as the best record in the NBA. So the Bucks, you get a few wins here and there. I don't think you have to knock yourself out against the Houston Rockets or any other team for that matter to be able to say, you know, that you in some way, shape, or form got this. You know what I mean? I think fans going to the game tonight are expecting this all-out war between Giannis and James Harden, but it's tough for me. Because I just want to see the Bucks get through the remainder of their schedule and get to the postseason. I'm not saying cruise. I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't enjoy it, because you should. And I was very critical of those who weren't enjoying it, because every win is a new high for this team. You know, they've got back-to-back tough ones. They've got Houston and then the Clippers at the Fiserv Forum. They got tonight and then Thursday night. Before they go on the road, they get a little bit of a reprieve, but they go on the road for a three-game road trip, Atlanta, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia. Philadelphia is going to be one of those loud TNT Thursday night statement games that Philadelphia is going to be looking to make some kind of a mark. But you got Brooklyn, Atlanta. You know, you still have Oklahoma City. You got to play at the end of the month, but you end up all three games at home. Three games at the final. The nice thing is you have three games at home. Saturday, Sunday, April 6th and 7th back-to-back, and then you've got April 10th. You get 3 days. You get April 10th against Oklahoma City, and then the postseason begins, and you're still at home. So you get a long time to kind of sleep in your own bed, which is nice. But I don't know how important I want to make tonight's game, even though it is on TNT. 7 o'clock tip time down at the Fiserv Forum. It's Harden. It's Giannis. Look, I understand it, but I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. You know, I want to see him win. I'm a fan like everybody else, but if they don't, I'm not fretting over this. I'm not fretting if they lose to Philadelphia. I'm not fretting if they lose, you know, three of the next five. Just, I kind of want to see them get the 60 wins, keep that best record in the NBA, and then just go from there. Be ready to go come the postseason. And that's kind of the mentality I have. How far this tonight goes between Giannis and James Harden, that's kind of personal pride thing right there. If I'm Budenholzer, I'm telling Giannis, you do what you need to do. Just remember that you also have to take care of yourself. So don't get crazy on me. You know, who knows? Maybe it does become a one-on-one battle between him and Harden, and both guys, you know, go crazy tonight. But I'm just looking for Giannis. Hopefully the Bucks get a win. Giannis gets whatever he gets, and they get out of this thing healthy. I think that's where we're at right now as Bucks fans. Correct me if I'm wrong. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Correct me if I'm wrong if you're a Bucks fan out there. Also, I heard this number and I went, really? But then again, I thought to myself, is it too much? And I'll tell you what I'm talking about next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
How are we looking? Getting you ready for the Bucks game tonight. Baseball season on Thursday. Got more March Madness around the bend. A lot of good things going on right now. Hey, speaking of good things going on, we live in a tremendous state. Not the state of confusion or the state of intoxication, but the state of Wisconsin. And one of the things that bugs me here in Wisconsin are people who think that ethanol is bad. It comes from corn. Wisconsin farmers right here in our hometown, they grow massive amounts of it. Wisconsin workers operate 7 Wisconsin Biofuels Association ethanol plants, and living in Wisconsin, paying taxes in Wisconsin, spending money, sending kids to school here, everything revolves around us. And you have to fill your car up with something, right? Why not support the hometown team? E85 for all the flex fuel vehicles, or the unleaded 88, which you can find, by the way, at like Quick Trip or Jets. It burns cleaner, it saves you money, saves a lot in the output, the emissions output. So just be smart, be green, and support the hometown team. It's a Wisconsin thing. Be proud of it. Ethanol, the home team product in Wisconsin. And as I always say, I'm pulling for the hometown team. Go to Wisconsin Biofuels Association to check out all the information. WIBiofuels.org. That is WIBiofuels.org. And you can see all the information and all the facts that I've been giving you for yourself. You don't have to just take my word for it, if you know what I mean. 855-830-8648. I started thinking about this. I don't know what the contract is, say, for Al Michaels or for Jim Nance or for Chris Collinsworth. I don't know. I don't know what they are. I don't know what the for Joe Buck or Troy Aikman. I don't know. But Tony Romo has proven very quickly to be a quality analyst and color commentator, if you will. And he is saying that to come back to CBS, he wants $10 million. $10 million in his next deal. So he's not going to get that kind of money playing golf, even though he's a pretty good golfer. But he wants $10 million. Is that $10 million a year, Joe, that he wants?
No, I think it's like $10 million multi-year deal.
Multi-year deal. Okay. Because if that's $10 million a year, I could not even begin to justify that. But I don't know what Collinsworth contract, because until Tony Romo came along, I always thought Collinsworth was the best analyst. Tony Romo has been fantastic. He gives you what to look for and shows you how to break things down. He gives you that in film room study, if you will. It's probably more than he made the first few years of playing football. Going to the booth, I mean, it's still lucrative. It's still a big deal for him. So, but Tony Romo wants $10 million to remain with CBS to continue his broadcasting career. That's a chunk of change. I don't care who you are right there.
It's actually $10 million annually.
See, that's what I was thinking, was $10 million a year. Whew, that's a lot of money. I wonder what Collinsworth gets, because he's the next big one. Because he's with the standalone on NBC, Sunday Night Football. It's a big deal. Between him and Aikman, I wonder what those two guys are getting, what their contracts are.
Aikman makes $7.5 million a year with Fox. John Gruden, when he was on with Monday Night Football and ESPN, he made $6.5 million a year.
I wonder what Collinsworth is getting. Do we think he's better than Aikman? I'd think so. But $10 million, they're probably going to end up meeting in the middle and they're going to say, we'll give you $8.5 million. We'll make you the highest paid commentator. I just don't know what Collinsworth is getting. He's got to be getting between six and nine, somewhere in there. But I think Romo's really, really good. He's emerged very quickly as one of the best broadcasters, if not the best analyst in the NFL. 855-830-8648. Tonight, I got a lot of people chiming in. This one is a big one tonight. Giannis has to shine. It's a nationally televised game. Show the rest of the people listening and watching on the West Coast what he has. Right now, a lot of West Coast bias towards the Western Conference and towards James Harden. This one's from Jeff, who says, Giannis has to shine tonight. I think way too many people are thinking James Harden, just because of his scoring, is going to be the hands-down MVP. Giannis has to make a statement. Vicky says, I would vote for Giannis regardless. Look at the expectation at the beginning of the season between the two teams. Giannis has put his team over the top. Nick says, Giannis must be the guy. Beat up on James Harden. Try to hold him to under 30 points and score 40 or more. You will hands-down win the MVP. I don't think it comes down to one game, though, Nick. It really doesn't. If Giannis has a big night tonight, that's great. But I don't look. If suppose Harden puts up 30 and Giannis puts up 28, and the Bucks win by 10, I think there's probably more done by Giannis both on the offensive and defensive end to kind of bolster his MVP status versus James. Now James Harden is not known as a defender, even though he has played some better defense this year. He's not really known as a defender. He's known as more of a scorer. Some will say they were going to penalize Giannis because Giannis has a little bit better roster around him. So I mean, whatever you feel, I still think Giannis, from the expectation team wise, Giannis's team to go from a team that couldn't escape the first round of the postseason and was an up-and-down season last year to the team that has the best record in the NBA this year. As much as you want to look at Giannis, you look at Budenholzer as well, who's, I think, a lock to win the NBA Coach of the Year. But let's face it, they've done it on the back of Giannis, who kind of carries the rest of that team, and the rest of that team is incredibly supportive with the cash that they have. I think it's a better team, the Bucks, top to bottom, than what Houston has. But I think Giannis has, you know, regardless of what happens tonight, has earned everybody's respect when it comes to the MVP chase. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 855-830-8648. When we come back, let's talk some St. Louis Cardinals baseball, shall we? Kevin Wheeler from 101 ESPN Radio in St. Louis is going to join us. We're going to get the lowdown on the Central Division foes. That is coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.